Senate Bill 104, an act to exempt certain motor vehicles used to transport inventory placement vehicles to a dealer's principal place of business from the required requirement to be licensed as a commercial motor vehicle.
Senate Bill 104 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, you've all been lobbied fairly heavily on this particular bill. It is certainly requesting an exemption. I don't usually get involved with taking exemption bills, but I think if you look at the text of Senate Bill 104, you will see that there's a lot of exemptions. Exemptions that allow implement dealers to haul equipment to and from a state fair, that allow somebody in a municipality to take goods and serve or goods purchased in that municipality out of that municipality. Senate Bill 104 deals with exempting motor vehicle dealers from the requirement of having a commercial a plate when they haul a vehicle. Currently, I could go out and put a vehicle on a dolly and bring that vehicle back, and it does not have to be on a commercial plate. Only when I would take a vehicle to replace inventory and put it on a trailer, then I have to have a commercial plate. So basically, and this is only within the state of South Dakota. Now, we also have our neighboring states where this exemption is commonplace. But when they cross South Dakota's state line, the rules change. And I guess I felt that given the fact that we have 13 or 14 exemptions currently, that this is one that really does, I think, benefit the consumer. It would work like this. I go into my dealer and I want to buy a new Tahoe. And I want a white one. And that white Tahoe is not in that my dealer's inventory. But because of technology and the internet, my dealer finds the my white Tahoe that I want, but it's in Rapid City. So my dealer says to me, well, Ed, I'll just get a couple of guys and we'll send them out and you'll have your Tahoe tomorrow. I tell my dealer, I don't want any miles on my new Tahoe. I don't want any road wear on my new Tahoe. So my dealer then has to put a commercial plate on the vehicle, go out to Rapid City, and haul it back. Okay? Now, I think that that is just an unnecessary hoop. The other way to do it, I mean, this would avoid sending two people, so you double the expense of loss of manpower, two vehicles, so you have more fuel. And, you know, to me, this is a worthwhile thing to take a look at exempting. I just don't, nobody's been able to put a value on it of what it might cost the Department of Motor Vehicles. They did, though, however, have a concern about the fact that maybe we are going to be just going to auctions all over the place and loading up a bunch of little cars, because you can see in the bill it exempts it up to 26,000 pounds. You know, and that's a legitimate concern. So, Madam President, I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Olson moves that Senate Bill 104 be amended as follows. On page 4, line 5 of the printed bill, delete, quote, 26, unquote, and insert, quote, 10, unquote.
Is there a second?
Thank you.
Discussion on the Olson motion to amend.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my belief that this would pretty much handle one vehicle for one purchaser and allow it to be hauled without going through the commercial plate. All they want the ability to do is to take a pickup off their lot that has a plate on it, put their trailer on it that has a plate on it, drive to wherever they need to do for their customer who requests no additional miles on the vehicle, and haul it back. I think it's an exemption. When you look at the laundry list of other things that we currently exempt, I think this is one that will benefit the consumer, and I urge your support of the bill.
Further remarks on the Olson motion. Senator Reedy.
Thank you, Madam President. Question of the sponsor.
Question. State your question.
Senator Olson, do you suppose that a one-trip ticket, I understand, costs $15? would that create a hardship for your $40,000 automobile?
Senator Olson.
Thank you for the question, Senator Reedy. Well, the way I understand the temporary trip tick, we would have to pull a highway trooper off the road to actually get that, and it has to be given both ways. Obviously, I think the automobile dealers think it's a hardship, or they probably wouldn't bring the bill. But
Senator Reedy, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, Senator Olson, for the answer. But it seems to me that the figure for doing this is very small when we're talking about the price we have on cars today. And it also, I'm afraid, would lead to the plumber who wants to haul back a two or three bathtubs would probably meet the weight limit, and they are forced to have a commercial permit. And I think we're opening up a big door here. I'd ask you to defeat this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on the motion to amend? Hearing none, the question is the Olson motion to amend Senate Bill 104. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 104 as amended. Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Well, I'd like to suggest to you that we should oppose this, even though there's an amendment on it now that does make it somewhat friendlier to those people that are in business to do what they're asking you to have exempt here today. Truth of the matter is, most of these folks can and do have trailers or trailer companies around them that will, for a fee, of course, go and haul these vehicles around the state. Those people that they would contract with, or those people that they would deal with, are paying already for commercial plates, and they're doing it because they are legitimate carrying folks, and they're not asking for any additional exemptions up here. I looked at the introduction up here of the folks that are on the sponsor list, and I see Representative Abdullah and Representative Flowers on there. Abdullah, as you know, was the previous Highway Patrol Superintendent, and I haven't had an opportunity to ask him. Certainly, the Highway Patrol is certainly interested here, and they would certainly, I think, would oppose something like this, because they're always watching out for the commercial business, watching out for the independent businessmen out here, like the farmers and those that are exempt in here. And Charlie Flowers, Representative Flowers, is a trucker, and he's got his trucking firm out there to protect. From the trucking industry's point of view, they are exempt only if you own your own semi, for example, on the farm. You wouldn't have to have a commercial plate because you're hauling your own grain or your own livestock to and from certain places. And that's a reasonable exemption out there. But when you start thinking in your mind that you're doing business with other folks that aren't your own businesses, even though you're similar in kind, for example, pickups or cars, you're similar, but you're not necessarily hauling your own property. You don't haul your own property. You might be trading some property, but you're certainly not hauling your own property. You're not hauling your own pickup. You haul it one way, and then you trade and pick somebody else's up. Ownership doesn't change at that time. And then in that way, you really are taking away from a legitimate business, the transport carrier that does this for a living, you're taking away some of their business and their rights to haul up and down the highway. Two, even though you have now on there 10,000 pounds, and I think that's probably well within the weight limits, prior to that, there was no thought giving to overweight. If you threw three or four or five vehicles on there, it would be, again, up to the Highway Patrol to assess or find or weigh that vehicle, trying to get them to comply with certain rules and regulations. And once again, they would have had a private plate on there. So just in the interest of the trucking industry and trying to protect our own commercial plates, trying to protect the way that we do business, and not letting, if you will, an erosion of the exemptions, I would ask you to vote against the bill, even though it's amended to the friendly point of the single 10,000-pound limit. So I would ask you to vote against the bill. Thank you.
Madam President.
Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Madam President. My apologies to Senator Vitter. Just as a brief clarification, I have since learned that the trip permits are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week via phone call, and they will then be faxed to the location of the dealer or whoever is requesting those, and they are a cost of $15 each way. I think this bill boils down to simple convenience for the dealers. And we can argue simple convenience for almost every industry in this state. And I guess I don't know about all of you, but I learned at the age of 5 that just because a kid down the block gets to do something doesn't mean I get to. I think that there is just as much reason, and we had testimony from the dealer and committee that they do have vehicles on their lots that are licensed commercial vehicles that they use to run, get parts, transport other pieces of equipment or machinery. And it was just, again, simple convenience that if they were using it for something else, they didn't want to have to try and unload or unhook and then use it for a transport vehicle. But I would also urge your opposition to the bill.
Further remarks, Senator Bitter.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I have no axe to grind with the car dealers of South Dakota whatsoever, but there is a fact that they are a commercial business. And so they are subject to do what everybody has to do in business, subject to commercial laws. So they need, you know, even though Senator Olson has dropped it down to 10, you know, we're looking at years to come that they'll be in just kind of sneaking in and kind of raising, because that would make good sense for them to do that. So I asked the Department of Revenue for some figures that everybody's responsible. Senator Costin was in my transportation committee a couple of times last week and had some bills on overweight. So everybody's conscious of weight on the highway, your responsibility when you travel on it, what you do to repair it. We do that in license plates all the time, whether you're in a car, truck, or you're in a tractor trailer. According to the Department of Motor Vehicles, okay, there would be a loss of $450,000 to the counties and a loss of $750,000 to state revenue. You know, if you're going to do business in the state of South Dakota, and we've heard about the plumbers and all of those, it's just a matter of time from everybody comes in. We need to protect the highways. We need the revenue to continue to repair those highways, because in business, we all travel over it, whether we're in a car or we're in a semi-truck. At some of the time, we're doing some kind of business on that highway. So I'd urge you to defeat this bill.
Further remarks. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I don't know why I get the feeling that my trailer's got commercial plates on it and being towed by another vehicle has got commercial plates on it. I just suggest to you to respond to Senator Reed is that, you know, that plumber, that carpenter, he's working for himself. The dealer's actually, in this circumstance, working for a customer. So when I look at these other 13 exemptions, we've been pretty nice to a lot of people before now. So.
Further remarks. Senator Apa.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, I'd like to remind you that that auto dealer can buy a 30-day comp plate for $15 in unlimited trips to and back. So it's not creating a hardship the way it is now. Please vote no on this bill.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 104. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
No.
Apa?
No.
Bogue?
No.
Rose?
No.
Brown?
No.
Craddock?
Yes.
Dugard?
No.
DeHuig?
No.
Dennard?
No.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
No.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury? Everest, Greenfield, Hagen,
no,
no. Ham,
no.
Hutmacher,
aye.
Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
no.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
no.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
no.
Moore, Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
no.
Reedy,
no.
Staggers, Sutton,
aye.
Simmons, Bitter,
no.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting, Senator Dennard,
aye.
Senator Everest, Senator Everest, Senator Simmons, Senator Simmons. Madam President, ayes 14, nays 17, excused 4.
Senate Bill 104 has failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect and is declared lost.